here we are, Friday morning, just after 9 o'clock, and Nevin's with us. Nevin, good morning, dear heart.
Good morning, Marty. What's the crack?
Morning, oh my gosh, look at him here. Like yourself, we're still at it. Now listen, McNeans, you're not open yet. There'll be outdoor dining by the new time before they let you open your door. But anyway, please God, McNeans, soon enough.
Ah, yeah. You know, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and I just think you just got to do it nice and gradually. There's no point in going really, really fast and then just having to open and close. That's no good for anyone.
No, not at all.
So,
you need to get onto the groove and as well as the light. Your case, light at the end of the polytunnel. That's what you want.
I love it. You're absolutely right.
So now, what are you doing today, my friend? What's Nevin up to?
Well, I'm going to do... So the first recipe we're going to talk about is sticky pork and pineapple skewers with mango salsa.
Oh, lovely.
So it's a lovely one for the barbecue. And then I thought, this is a really nice one. It's a harissa lamb and butternut squash curry, and it doesn't take too long to cook, and we're using some beautiful lamb and some butternut squash and really interesting spices, so I'll go through that in a moment with you, which is really lovely and flavoursome. So we'll talk about our sticky pork skewers, which are absolutely gorgeous. So I'm using pork fillet, which is really lean, very tender, there's very little fat on it, and it's a great little one. And what I'm going to do is just marinate that. So you cut that into little strips, marinate that in some dark soy sauce, 2 teaspoonfuls of mild curry powder, which I love, that, so I do. Mm. Now, this is where you could put in harissa, you could put in Cajun, or you could put in chili, so you can just mix and match and have a little bit of fun with it. Don't be worrying about that.
Okay.
You don't have to be too particular. So if you marinate your pork in that and then put it onto little, do you know the little bamboo skewers, Marty?
I do.
So if you're going to do this on the barbecue, which hopefully will get good weather over the summer, you can soak the bamboo skewers in some cold water, and that keeps them really moist but stops them from burning. That's really important.
Too. Soak them in water, cold
that's
water.
Cold water, good man. That's right. The one. You could soak them in whiskey.
No, that'd be licking them like an idiot. But come here to me. So you soak them, you just leave them for a few minutes and then away you go.
Yeah, just for maybe about 20 minutes, half an hour, just before you act. So think of it, you have your pork marinating, okay, or actually, if you're clever, you can put them onto the bamboo skewers, which are already soaked, and then put your bamboo skewers, which are chunks of pork, or strips, whatever way you want to cut it, doesn't really matter, them into the marinade. Now, if you leave this, if you can, for an hour or two, you're going to get such a different flavour. You really are.
Really?
And absolutely. And then with this, then we're just going to literally either pan fry it or grill it. Whatever way you want to cook it is totally up to you. A griddle pan works well for me. So if you leave it in the marinade for a little while, and I just think they're gorgeous. Like, it'll cook so fast in about 10 to 12 minutes, which is really, really gorgeous. And, I've got to say that pineapple, we're putting pineapple in it, which works really well in this.
Yeah.
So nice big chunks of pineapple. So a chunk of pork, a chunk of pineapple, that's the way you work it. And a big chunk of pork, should I say. So the pork fillet is round, it's long, but it's round, and then you cut it into what we call medallions. I put that onto your skewer. And so you say you have maybe 3 bits of pork or 4 bits of pork, have maybe 3 bits of pineapple, because that's gorgeous, and it'll caramelise and it'll work really well in the marinade. And on the griddle pan, it's absolutely gorgeous with this.
Oh, sounds lovely.
So to serve with this, a little mango salsa. You can do a little dance while I'm talking about this, Marty.
Will do. Off you go.
I love it.
Yeah.
So a little bit of red onion, finely diced, the juice of a lime, pinch of caster sugar, so that's kind of your sweet and sour, and then some lovely ripe mango. So if mango is too hard, don't ripen it in the fridge. Keep it in your kitchen, leave it for a few days, and then it'll ripen perfectly. Just peel it, remove that kind of stone in the middle, it's a flat stone, and just literally chop your mango into chunks. Mix that into the bowl with the red onion, the lime juice, a pinch of caster sugar, spring onion, and then a little bit of some chili chopped into that if you want a bit of a kick. For lovely freshness, this is one I do at home, some lovely fresh mint. Mint is fabulous. Fabulous for digestion, for your stomach. You know, it's a really, really good herb to use in this. This can be made ahead. Really good, this mango chuck with some grilled prawns, salmon, chicken. I know we're using pork. So, yeah, and I forgot to say, these skewers can be done with chicken too, you know, or turkey, so you can use any kind of white meat with it. The chutney can be made ahead and then just literally kind of grill your kebabs and serve it with that and a little bit of salad. We spoke last week about that beautiful baby Gem. It's gorgeous. It's not too strong of a salad.
Yeah,
nice bit
wonderful.
Of crunch. It's delicious.
Yeah, I love the sound of that. Okay, well, I'll get my mango salad and my salsa even organised while you get on to the next one. That's wonderful. That's sticky pork and pineapple skewers with mango salsa. So what's the other one?
Yeah, the other one is a harissa lamb. And
you mentioned harissa earlier, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is a kind of a really clever and a quick, tasty curry that has a bit of a kick, to be truthful with you.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to use the harissa spice, because that is strong, to be honest with
it
you,
is,
you can use
say.
Some curry powder.
Okay.
So we're using some boneless lamb cut into bite-sized pieces. So that could be maybe boneless neck of lamb, you know, a little bit of the shoulder. The leg is gorgeous. And like, this is a great time of year. We've just moved on from our spring lamb. So it's gorgeous. So it is. So what you do with the actual lamb, okay? So you brown that all over. So we're working on about 500 grams. So that's approximately, we'll serve 4 to 6 people. Thereabouts. Okay. Yeah. So you brown off the lamb in the pan, and then you're going to put in some onion, a large onion, which is finely chopped. A couple of cloves of garlic works really well with lamb. Now with this, we're going to put in some
They're finely chopped as well, obviously.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Or what you can do, Marty, you can crush them or you can slice them, whatever you feel doing. So first of all, I forgot to say that you put in some rapeseed oil into the pan. So that's nice and hot. Seal in the lamb, add in all those lovely ingredients. And then into that, I would put in some turmeric. So I'm using, you know, roughly about a small teaspoonful of turmeric, which is gorgeous, and about 4 to 6. This is 4 to 6 now tablespoons. So I'd probably go 4 maybe tablespoons of some harissa paste.
Right, now if you go 6 and somebody wasn't, they liked it but they didn't love it, would you have that? Would you have that?
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, you're right. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
A tip for your listeners with spices is always start just on the side of caution. I think that's really important.
Yeah, true.
And then you can add that in. So butternut squash, I did mention. So I'm using 1 full butternut squash. It's actually one of the trickiest vegetables to prepare. So you peel it with a potato peeler and then you cut it into chunks. So you can buy it prepared now in the supermarkets.
Can you?
It costs a little bit. Yeah, it just saves you time and it's perfectly good to use. You can do this with sweet potato. You can do it with carrots.
Right.
So it works really well.
But in terms of peeling it and seeding it and doing all that bits and pieces to it, you don't have a piece of equipment in your fabulous Neville Maguire range that is
now
particularly
as you happen to mention. We have the most wonderful potato peeler, which will work beautiful for that, and
really?
A beautiful knife to dice it with too.
No.
Part of the cookware collection.
Now, to be honest, this sounds like a script. I didn't know this. I just said that to see what you'd say, thinking, oh, we're getting one of them. But no, you have one already.
Marty, come on. You got my text an hour ago to mention
didn't. That's hilarious. So no longer a worry with the butternut squash for you.
Yeah, I know you need a good strong peeler.
Good.
And because it is one of those tricky ones. And not everyone likes butternut squash. You can use peas, you can use broad beans, you can mix it up. The key is getting the boneless lamb that's not too fatty. It's and it's nice and tender. That's really important. Because it is a quick curry, it cooks in about 40 minutes.
Oh, that's right.
So we put in our spices. I forgot to say about Italian chopped tomatoes, they go in. You can do this in a casserole pot, what I would do this in is my skillet pan. And then what you do then is just mix that all through and you add in the yogurt. And you're going to use a nice 250 milliliters of Greek yogurt, or you can use a natural yogurt, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
Greek yogurt's a little bit richer, a little bit more heavier, and it'll work really well.
That'd be better, would it, the Greek yogurt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so for this recipe. And you know I'm a big fan of natural yogurt. We've used it in lots of recipes, but the Greek yogurt will work really well. So in the recipe it says it's going to cook about 25-30 minutes. That really depends on the size of the chunks of lamb. You want it tender. If it's anyway tough, it could take 50-55 minutes. So make sure if you go to your butcher, you say, listen, I want some boneless lamb, have it nice and soft and tender, and they'll look after you.
That's perfect.
And then at the very end, we're nearly there. A little handful of baby spinach goes in at the very end, and then just serve that with some flaked almonds. What I would love with that is a little bit of rice or maybe some couscous.
Mm.
A bit of mash would go well. This curry will keep in your fridge for 4 to 5 days. So it's a really lovely one. And then you can serve it in a wrap or you can serve it on a flatbread. These have got so fashionable now, all these different flatbreads.
Surely.
Which are gorgeous.
And how many, and what sort of rice would you serve with that? Just plain rice?
I would say just plain, yeah.
There's enough
going on there.
Certainly is.
Long grain, basmati, you know, whatever your choice is. Yeah, I think that'd be gorgeous.
I'm a great man for the boil in the bag. Anyway, that's a man of simple tastes.
I love it.
So now, lads, sticky pork and pineapple skewers of mango salsa and harissa lamb with butternut squash curry and rice of your choice, I think.
I love it. The boil in the bag works for you.
Boil in the bag. Now, it's time for something Greek. We probably have Maninoskouri. That could be what'll happen now. Maninoskouri or Zorba the Greek. One of them. What do you think? Will that
do? I love it. It sounds perfect, my friend.
To remind everyone that Greek yogurt is what Nevin says is best with this, so everybody knows now. Isn't that good?
A bit of spice too.
A bit of spice.
Come here, I'll chat to you next week.
Absolutely. Here's Nana.
You have a great weekend. Bye bye.
Good luck.